14. John Blake was accused of stealing a pendant from a museum. He and his friend, Mary Green, decided to find the pendant and its thief. But how? They went to Anthony Fawcett, a collector of old things. On the way, they were nearly killed by a red sports car. At Anthony Fawcett's house, they saw some very unusual pets. John noticed that Fawcett was wearing a very unusual tie, a blue tie with red circles. He remembered that he had already seen a blue tie with red circles on the man in the museum, Scarface. John asked Anthony Fawcett about this man. "I don't know a man with a scar and a stiff arm," he answered. Just then Mary saw a face pressed against the window.
The parts of my body are my legs, my arms, my trunk, my head.
And the parts of your head?
The front part of my head's my face. In my face are my eyes, my nose, my mouth.
Yes, I know.
Oh, Tom, you mean I talk too much?
All right, Kathy, I was only joking.
Well, let's go on. Mary saw a face pressed against the window.
When you are outside in the dark and want to look into a room, you put your face right up to the glass of the window. You press your face against the window.
I see. Against.
Oh, look, Al, don't lean against the wall. It's freshly painted.
Oh, goodness. I leant against the wall, and now my trousers are all white with paint.
Go to the bathroom and try to wash the paint out. What was that?
I banged my head against the open window.
Why don't you switch on the light?
I saw the pattern of the window against the black sky. I thought it was shut.
But it wasn't, and you banged your head against it. Press your head against the cold glass. You'll get better at once.
What? Press my face against the window? Now I've cut my face.
I told you to press your face against the glass. Not through the glass.
But you started to tell about another face pressed against the window.
Listen, then.
I don't know a man with a scar and a stiff arm.
Look! Look at the window!
What's the matter?
A face! I saw a face!
Where?
At the window. A face was pressed against the glass.
There's no one at the window.
A face was pressed against the glass. Don't you believe me?
There's no one outside. I'll open the window. There. Look outside. Look, Mr. Blake.
I am looking.
Is there anyone outside?
No. There's no one outside now.
Miss Green, you look. What can you see?
No one.
No one. Of course. There's no one outside. Now, sit down.
Sit down?
Please sit down.
Thank you.
Another pendant.
Well, Mary saw a face pressed against the window. But when she looked out, she saw no one. It was pitch dark in the garden. Fawcett was polite. He asked Mary to sit down and started to tell them about the pendant. The owner of the pendant was a certain Dr. Haverall. He owned the pendant.
Get off my cherry tree, you naughty children. Get off immediately.
Don't shout, old boy. Who are you?
Who am I? Who am I? I am the owner of the garden. That's who I am. This garden belongs to me, and the cherry trees belong to me too. They are mine. I'm the owner of the cherry trees. Get off immediately, or I'll catch you.
Catch us, try to catch us. Climb up the tree, old boy.
Spotty, Spotty! You see? I've caught you. You are caught.
We're sorry. Let us go.
Let us go? Let us go? Thieves like you ought to be caught.
But you've caught us.
Thieves like you ought to be killed.
Killed for stealing cherries.
Thieves like you ought to be hanged on the tree that they stole the cherries from.
Hanged?
Hanged. A rope round the neck and right, pull him up the tree.
My goodness! What a bloodthirsty owner! To hang children for stealing cherries!
Well, Dr. Haverall...
Another pendant. The pendant was made in London.
In London?
Then why is it in this museum?
Because it was given to this museum. It was given by a Dr. Haverall. Its first owner was killed.
Killed?
Yes, he was killed and robbed. The pendant was stolen.
Then the pendant was stolen before today?
Yes, the pendant was stolen before.
But it was found again?
It was found again when the thief was caught. Then the pendant was returned to the owner's widow, and the thief was hanged.
Why was the thief hanged?
Because the pendant was found in his pocket.
He was hanged because he stole the pendant.
He was hanged because he killed its owner.
Oh, yes. The owner was killed.
He was killed because of the pendant.
Was the pendant valuable?
No, it wasn't.
Then why was it stolen?
Yes, indeed, why? Some diamonds were stolen as well.
Diamonds?
Yes.
Were the diamonds found?
No.
Were they valuable?
Diamonds are always valuable.
But they were never found?
No, they were never found.
Well, what can we do now?
Let's go to Dr. Haverall.
Dr. Haverall?
The pendant was given by Dr. Haverall, wasn't it?
Yes, he gave it to the museum.
Then we'll go to Dr. Haverall.
But Dr. Haverall is dead.
He's dead.
You see, Anthony Fawcett knew all about old things. He knew about the pendant, too. The first owner of the pendant was killed. He's dead. He isn't alive any longer. He was killed and robbed. All his valuable things were stolen. He was robbed. The pendant was stolen and some diamonds were stolen as well. Diamonds are very valuable stones. They look like glass, but they're extremely valuable. They're very hard. You can cut glass with diamonds. When John heard the second owner, Dr. Haverall, had given the pendant to the museum, he wanted to go and see him. But Dr. Haverall was dead.
And what could they do now?
You will hear about it later, but first... Exercise your English. Exercise 1. Use no, no one, nobody, nothing in your sentences. Listen to the example.
I thought there was someone in the house.
No, there's no one in the house.
Listen, speak, listen.
I thought there was someone in the house.
No, there's no one in the house.
I thought there was some lunch for him.
No, there's no lunch for him.
I thought there was somebody in the living room.
No, there's nobody in the living room.
I thought there was something in the post.
No, there's nothing in the post.
I thought there was some coffee left.
No, there's no coffee left.
I thought there was someone outside.
No, there's no one outside.
I thought there was something else to be said.
No, there's nothing else to be said.
I thought there was some chance.
No, there's no chance.
Exercise 2. Use some, someone, somebody, something. Listen to the example.
There's no one in the house.
But he said there was someone in the house.
Listen, speak, listen.
There's no one in the house.
But he said there was someone in the house.
There's no lunch.
But he said there was some lunch.
There's nobody in the living room.
But he said there was somebody in the living room.
There's nothing in the post.
But he said there was something in the post.
There's no coffee left.
But he said there was some coffee left. There's no one outside. But he said there was someone outside. There's nothing else to be said. But he said there was something else to be said. There's no chance. But he said there was some chance.
Exercise 3.
Listen to the example.
They have broken my window.
You mean it's broken?
Listen, speak, listen.
They have broken my window.
You mean it's broken?
Someone's locked the door.
You mean it's locked?
Someone's finished my drink.
You mean it's finished?
Someone's torn this letter.
You mean it's torn?
They've damaged my car.
You mean it's damaged?
Someone's spoilt my camera.
You mean it's spoilt?
Exercise 4.
Listen to the example.
These carpets look dusty.
Hoover.
They must be hoovered.
Listen, speak, listen.
These carpets look dusty.
Hoover.
They must be hoovered. This window is dirty.
Clean.
It must be cleaned. This fridge doesn't work properly.
Mend.
It must be mended. Your hair's too long.
Cut.
It must be cut. He's in danger.
Save.
He must be saved. That man is guilty.
Arrest.
He must be arrested. These wild cats are dangerous.
Catch.
They must be caught. This letter is important.
Answer.
It must be answered. I have lost my watch.
Find.
It must be found. Exercise 5. Listen to the example.
Who locked this door?
I didn't even know it was locked.
Listen, speak, listen.
Who locked this door?
I didn't even know it was locked.
Who broke that window?
I didn't even know it was broken.
Who made my bed?
I didn't even know it was made.
Who finished your homework?
I didn't even know it was finished.
Who tore this book?
I didn't even know it was torn.
Who damaged your car?
I didn't even know it was damaged.
Who spoilt the picture?
I didn't even know it was spoilt.
Exercise 6.
Listen to the example.
These carpets look dusty. They ought to be hoovered.
But they were hoovered yesterday.
Listen, speak, listen.
These carpets look dusty. They ought to be hoovered.
But they were hoovered yesterday.
This window is dirty. It ought to be cleaned.
But it was cleaned yesterday.
This fridge doesn't work properly. It ought to be mended.
But it was mended yesterday.
Your hair is too long. It ought to be cut.
But it was cut yesterday.
This letter is important. It ought to be answered.
but it was answered yesterday.
Your watch is slow. It ought to be put right.
But it was put right yesterday.
Your hands are dirty. They ought to be washed.
But they were washed yesterday.
Exercise 7. Listen to the example.
The thieves must be caught.
They'll be caught soon.
Listen, speak, listen.
The thieves must be caught.
They'll be caught soon.
The hijackers must be arrested.
They'll be arrested soon.
His novel must be published.
It'll be published soon.
Their house must be sold.
It'll be sold soon.
The pendant must be found.
It'll be found soon.
This work must be finished.
It'll be finished soon.
These books must be returned.
They'll be returned soon.
His letter must be answered.
It'll be answered soon.
And now here is our story once again. Fawcett said that he didn't know a man with a scar and a stiff arm.
I don't know a man with a scar and a stiff arm.
Look! Look at the window!
What's the matter?
A face! I saw a face!
Where?
At the window. A face was pressed against the glass.
There's no one at the window.
A face was pressed against the glass. Don't you believe me?
There's no one outside. I'll open the window. There. Look outside. Look, Mr. Blake.
I am looking.
Is there anyone outside?
No. There's no one outside now.
Miss Green, you look. What can you see?
No one.
No one. Of course. There's no one outside. Now, sit down.
Sit down?
Please sit down.
Thank you.
And now the pendant. The pendant was made in London.
In London?
Then why is it in this museum?
Because it was given to this museum. It was given by a Dr. Haverhill. Its first owner was killed.
Killed?
Yes, he was killed and robbed. The pendant was stolen.
Then the pendant was stolen before today?
Yes, the pendant was stolen before.
But it was found again?
It was found again when the thief was caught. Then the pendant was returned to the owner's widow. And the thief was hanged.
Why was the thief hanged?
Because the pendant was found in his pocket.
He was hanged because he stole the pendant.
He was hanged because he killed its owner.
Oh, yes. The owner was killed.
He was killed because of the pendant.
Was the pendant valuable?
No, it wasn't.
Then why was it stolen?
Yes, indeed, why? Some diamonds were stolen as well.
Diamonds?
Yes.
Were the diamonds found?
No.
Were they valuable?
Diamonds are always valuable.
But they were never found?
No, they were never found.
Well, what can we do now?
Let's go to Dr. Haverhill.
Dr. Haverhill?
The pendant was given by Dr. Haverhill, wasn't it?
Yes, he gave it to the museum.
Then we'll go to Dr. Haverhill.
But Dr. Haverhill is dead.
He is dead?
Dr. Haverhill died several years ago.
What did he die of?
He was hanged.
Why was Dr. Haverhill hanged? And how was this connected with the missing pendant? Listen to the next episode of The Missing Jewel.
was...